Welcome back to Hope College Basketball, and you're listening to the Mike's Mobile Halftime Show on 92.7 The Van, where the Adrian Bulldogs lead Hope College at halftime by a score of 35-34 in a kind of a shocking matchup of the first-place team and the last-place team of the MIAA, as Adrian has showed up to play this evening. But we have finals from around the Hope College basketball mecca of this afternoon. As earlier this afternoon here in Adrian, the Junior Varsity Ball Club finished up their season with an 88-51 victory over Adrian's JVs. And at the DeVos Fieldhouse this afternoon, Brian Morehouse's ball club finished the regular season with a perfect 25-0 record by defeating Rochester with an 88-47 victory. They were led in the victory by Emily Klucka, who had 12 points to be the leading scorer for the Flying Dutch in that ball game. The Flying Dutch will play on Thursday evening in the MIAA tournament. They will host Adrian in that ball game. That will be a 7:30 tip-off on Thursday. The Flying Dutchman will play on Wednesday evening at 7:30 at the DeVos Fieldhouse against an opponent that we have not sure of yet. It's either going to be Albion or Trine. There is a tiebreaker that will be in effect for that ball game, but we have not gotten confirmation on who that opponent will be. The Flying Dutchman will host either one of those two ball clubs. We're about to get started here in second half action. Let's send it over to play-by-play man Ron Weatherby.
Well, thank you, Adam. And the Flying Dutchman out quickly from the locker room at halftime. And the Bulldogs come out in their zone defense, which they've been in all night long against the Flying Dutchman here. And that has gotten them the lead. Gardner with the basketball for the Flying Dutchman to get this second half underway. Hope trailing by one. Left side Stivey, inside Van Arendonk, out to Edson, almost had the open shot to take. Instead brought it out to the point, Gardner cross court to Neal. 11 on the shot clock, back to Gardner in the corner to Stivey. Stivey drives in the paint, puts it up, and it won't go for him. Ball tipped around, and the Bulldogs come away with it. Quickly, it's Jackson getting a pass and wanted to put the shot up before he could catch the football, but they said that it's going to belong to Adrian. Inbound pass on the left side. Shot taken. No good by Reed. Rebound comes to Hope. Edson underneath. Stivey. He's got the two. Edson saw him break open underneath the basket and threw a long alley-oop pass underneath to Cody. And Stivey's got the bucket. 36-35. Hope back into the lead. Jackson at the left wing for the Flying Dutchman. And starts his drive, and the foul's going to go against Stivey. So the Bulldogs will get the basketball underneath their own basket, trailing by one. We're just underway in the second half. Torrey gets it back in to Roddick. Roddick underneath, back out front to Jackson. He puts it in. So Jackson with 21 points now for the Bulldogs as we get this second half on a roll. 37-36, Adrian by one. Inside to Neal. His shot short, gets his rebound, puts it back up and in. Now those are the first second chance points for the Flying Dutchman in the evening. And none in the first half, and Grant gets one here early in the second half. 38-37, Hope up by one. Roddick with his back to the basket, gives it on the outside to Gordon. Gordon underneath, puts a shot up, misses. Roddick with a rebound, and I think VA is going to get his first foul. It is, and that'll put Ben Roddick at the line. He's 6'4", 190-pound sophomore out of Emily City. Bulldogs trailing by one with a chance to tie. And this one won't go in. So that's the first miss. So the Bulldogs were perfect up to that point. The first half, they were 6-for-6 from the line. And Roddick misses the first free throw of the second half. Second one, good. We're tied at 38, 18 minutes left. in the ball game. Zone defense by the Bulldogs over to Edson. Back to Gardner. Edson on the top. Works his way around to the left wing. Feeds inside to Byers. Back out to Grant Neal. He puts up a three. No good. Roddick with a rebound. To Gordon. Gordon at the point for the Bulldogs. Directs traffic. Comes on the right side to Jackson. Jackson works around to the point at the top. Hands it off to Reed. Reed back on the right side. Roddick. Roddick works a weave on the outside. Jackson in his hands. Defense picking up now for the Flying Dutchman. They're cutting off some of these moves. And open on the right side for three. And getting it is Drew Torrey. 41-38. The Bulldogs on top. Neal out to Gardner. Gardner back to Edson into Byers. Right corner, Neal. Edson underneath Van Arendock. Van Arendock to Gardner, and Gardner's foul. Bumped underneath a little bit by Jackson. So it'll be Gardner going to the line for the Flying Dutchman. In the first half, Ben was 3 for 5 from the free throw line. Takes his time as it quiets down and puts it in. Coming back in, Dominique Stigall. Back in for Adrian. Jackson goes out. And Gardner drops in two. 41-40, Adrian on top. Gordon crosses the big bulldog paw in the center of the court. Gives it up to Roddick on the left side. To the wing to Reed. Back out in front they go to Stigall. Stigall hands it off to Gordon. Gordon works against Edson. Down low they go against Van Arendonk. And Stigall tries to make the move, and Arendonk slaps the ball back in his face. Gives it to Edson. Edson's double-teamed, and both guys go down. And they're helped up by their teammates, the officials right there. And it'll be a foul, and I think it's going to go against Adrian.
Once again, that was Drew Torrey that was in the middle of that scrum. Alex Edson and Torrey falling together on the ground. And
kind of got tangled up with each other.
And Nate Van Arendonk had to untangle him.
41-40. Adrian with the lead. Hope with the basketball. Gardner into the corner to Neal. Neal back to Gardner. Gardner looks to VA. Gives it to Neal instead. The VA underneath. Byers! Byers banks it off the window and in. Good feed by VA that time to Caleb. 42-41. Hope up by one. Jackson. Guarded by Byers. Takes it down low. Puts it up. No good. Rebound Van Arendonk. To Gardner. Gardner three on three. Takes it underneath. Left-handed shot is good. Fans wanted a little travel on that one, but the call didn't come. 44-41. Hope up by three. 15-40 left. Drew Torrey at the point as Edson reaches around. Can't steal the basketball. Roddick takes it underneath against Van Arendonk. Misses the layup. Grant with the rebound. Here comes Gardner all the way coast to coast. Works between two and three guys and is able to draw a foul. I think it's going to go against Robertson. He was not in the active shooting.
It's going to go against Drew Torrey, and that will be his third.
And it'll be Carlson coming in for Gardner. And Gordon coming in for Torrey. Inbound pass to Byers. Cross court to Carlson. Back out Edson. Quickly, Edson for three. Yes! Alex Edson with a triple from the right wing. And Hope goes up by six. 47-41 and a quick timeout by Mark White. As the Flying Dutchman, they start to pull away a little bit early in this second half.
This timeout is presented by Apple Valley Natural Foods. For natural foods to snack healthy before and after the game, go to Apple Valley Natural Foods. Flying Dutchman coming out to a nice start here in the second half, a 13-6 run to start. But another major factor in this ball game, though, was they decided to go with Caleb Byers coming out here really quickly as the second half started. He is now guarding Ricky Jackson, and Ricky Jackson has only 2 points here in the second half. So obviously they figure that Caleb Byers is physical enough and going to be the man that stopped Ricky Jackson from scoring.
Well, the Flying Dutchman, I think this has been the biggest lead of the ball game for Hope. Adrian had a bigger lead early on in the contest, I think, but this is Hope's biggest lead, and that's 6 points.
Yeah, they had a six-point lead at the 5:38 mark in the first half. So the Adrian had an eight-point lead at one point early in the ball game. So Flying Dutchman having a pretty decent lead right here as they get out to a nice start here in the second half, making the necessary halftime adjustments.
Al forcing the Bulldogs to take the timeout as they now trail 47-41. They led by one at the half. Hope breaking their huddle, as do the Bulldogs. And the Bulldogs are going to have the basketball. Ricky Jackson will inbound it for Adrian. Gets it in to Gordon. Curtis crosses the timeline. Works against Carlson. Leaves it for Robertson. Robertson on the outside, works his way around the left side. Puts it in the hand of Gordon. Gordon directing a little traffic, not much movement. Now they start to move to Jackson on the left side. Going against Edson. Edson cut him off, couldn't let him to the basket. And Reddick drives over the top of Edson. No foul called, but Hope's going to get the basketball. So they have the maintenance crew coming out, wiping up the floor a little bit as a couple of guys hit the deck. And as they wait, Hope is waiting to get the basketball in the play. 14:42 left, 47-41, Hope with the lead. Zone defense by the Bulldogs all the way. They have not gone man-to-man at any point. Inside to Byers. Byers puts it out, up and in. Caleb Byers with the bucket. 49-41. Hope on top. Torrey on the right side. Kicks it over left to Robertson. Into the hands of Gordon. Gordon into to Roddick. Roddick shot for three. No good. And VA after the shot. And that, I think, is going to be three free throws. VA, instead of going straight up in the air, went into him. And knocked down Roddick after he took that three-point shot that missed. And he's going to the line. Roddick's free throw misses on the first one. He'll go with the second. Takes that deep breath. Got the second one. Benson comes in for Hope. Otto and McMahon. So it's that basic second unit that Hope uses all in the ball game. They outscored Adrian 21-2. This group did, for points in the first half. Otto to Carlson. Back to McMahon. McMahon goes to the point. Gives it up underneath to Benson. Benson kicks it left side. McMahon back to Benson. Benson out front. Otto to McMahon. Nobody's getting the shot. Byers in the middle finally says, well, nobody wants to take it. I'll put it in. And that's just what he does. 51-43. Hope on top. 13:40 left.
That's 13 now for Byers.
Torrey at the wing, out front to Robertson. Robertson with the weave to Jackson. They make their weave, and Hope switches men out there when they do that. Right now it's Otto, back door. Shot missed out there by Torrey. And the pass knocked out of bounds by Ricky Jackson. So Hope will have it directly in front of their bench. Robertson goes out. In comes Reed. And Otto will inbound it to McMahon. McMahon looks, gets it back to Otto, inside to Byers, back to Otto in the corner. His shot for three, good. 54-43, Hope. 13 minutes left. Gordon at the point. Left side to Reed. Reed for three. No good. Rebound, Benson. Out to Carlson. Three on two. Carlson, right side to Otto, and he is fouled. Wesley Reed picking up that foul. And Sam's going to go to the bench for the Flying Dutchman. And another timeout called by Mark White, as things are starting to get away from the Bulldogs a little bit here early on in this second half.
This timeout is presented by Apple Valley Natural Foods. For natural foods to snack healthy before and after the game, go to Apple Valley Natural Foods. Caleb Byers, 13 points, only two off his career high of 15 points. That is a career high in a Hope College uniform at the NCAA level, because you got to see him do something a little bit more than that when he was not playing for Flying Dutchman.
Playing down at Spring Arbor against us one night.
And I just got word from Greg Chandler in the MIAA. It will be Trine versus Hope College on Wednesday evening, so the Calvin versus Albion game today was a precursor of their matchup, which will also be on Wednesday. So very interesting matchup coming up here on Wednesday night for the Flying Dutchman, as they will take on Trine and Calvin will take on Albion.
Well, Albion fell to Calvin this afternoon, 83-57. So that's almost 30-point spread out there between those two ball clubs. So what does that mean for the finals?
There's probably a good chance if you want to go to a good basketball game on Saturday, there's tickets going to be available after Wednesday night's ball game, probably for a possibility of another Hope-Calvin matchup. And this one would be for all the marbles, a automatic berth into the NCAA Division III tournament.
So Sam Otto will be stepping to the line for the Flying Dutchman. Estego comes back in for the Bulldogs. And Sam's free throw is good.
That was Sam Otto's first points of the ball game.
Well, he made the bucket a while ago. He had a big three there just prior to that. Both of them are good. 56-43. Hope with a lead. Gordon at the point. Little bounce pass to Jackson. Jackson looks low. McMahon's on him right now. Over on the right side, they give it up to Gordon. Gordon moves in, cut off before he gets to the basket. So he takes it out to the point with 13 seconds. Drives into the paint and is knocked down as it is Carlson on the defense there that gets the foul. And the ball is going to belong to Adrian underneath their own basket. And they feed in the middle and the loose basketball, and look, McMahon took a dive at it and he got a hand instead. Probably heard the PA man say that's a fifth team foul against the Flying Dutchman. His first. Get the ball to Reed. On the weave back and forth out front to Gordon. They have a new shot clock. Gordon to Jackson. Back out in front to go to Stigall. Over to Reed in the left side. Roddick in the corner. Driving, Ricky Jackson. Can't get the shot. And Reddick's shot was blocked out there by Byers. It's going to stay with the Bulldogs. Jackson will inbound it.
5 seconds left on the shot clock.
Inbound pass comes to Gordon. He drives, puts a shot up, no good. tip up in the air and good. That time by Stoll. Excuse me. Carlson underneath Otto. Gives it back to Byers.
Oh.
His shot misses, but he's fouled. So it'll be Byers at the line for the Flying Dutchman. 56-45. Hope with the lead. 11:26 left. As the crowd quiets down and Byers gets ready to shoot his free ones. He's got the first one. Torrey comes back in for Adrian. Jackson out. Byers back for the second of the free ones. This one's good. Hope doing a better job for the free throw line in the second half as well. Curtis Gordon at the point for the Bulldogs. Hope has stayed with their man-to-man. The Bulldogs have stayed with their zone. On the left wing to Reed. Out front to Torrey. Over at the right side, Rodell. Rodell against Byers. Takes him out front. Moves it around. Shot taken from the left wing. That's no good by Gordon. Rebound Byers to Carlson. Over to McMahon. McMahon looks, drives into the middle, kicks it out into the corner to Otto. In the middle to Benson. Benson works the middle, back out in front to McMahon for three. His shot no good. Rebound Benson, back to McMahon. McMahon moves it in, brings it out. 30 seconds on the clock. They'll take their time. Inside to Benson, back to Otto. Over to Byers on the left wing. He's down short. Fakes once, twice, fade away, rolls off the edge, rebound, goes down, and we finally got a jump ball call as Benson went down, and I think that's going to be Wesley Reed. Reed's at 5'10", and Brock is at 6'8". They're going to give the basketball by possession arrow to the Bulldogs. 58-45, Hope with the lead, 10:19 left. Gordon for the Bulldogs. Slowly moves up the court, starts a movement on the left side to Reed. Reed on the weave, out front to Jackson, over to the right wing to Torrey. Torrey waits, Reed pops out on top, puts a three up, way short. Rebound underneath Jackson, taken away by Byers. Over to Carlson. Carlson to the free throw line. Puts a shot up. No good. Roddick with a rebound. Over to Gordon on the left wing. Gordon slows it to the point for the Dogs. Little bounce pass to Jackson on the left side. Byers is on him. Jump shot is short. Rebound comes to McMahon. And Carlson will take his time going back in the other direction. 58-45, Hope with the lead, 9:25 left. Inside to Benson. Benson has the ball slapped away. That was Roddick that knocked it out of bounds. I think it's going to, that's going to be a foul, I think, on Roddick.
And it's going to be his third.
Benson will go to the line for the Flying Dutchman. This one's off the back of the iron. Harrison Blackledge comes in for Byers for the Flying Dutchman. Robinson back in for the Bulldogs. Also Stigall. Benson with the second one. This one rattles around a couple of times and drops in. 59-45, Hope. 9:17 left. Gordon over on the right side to Robertson. Little bounce pass underneath, and Benson reaches around and gets a foul. It will not be a shooting foul. as the Bulldogs will inbound it. They get it to Jackson, back out front to Gordon. Gordon goes left side, keeps the ball with his dribble. Takes Carlson to the left corner, underneath the basket with a quick drive. Reverse layup, up and in. 59-47, Hope. Carlson on top. Over to Blackledge. Otto at the left wing. Back to Carlson. Into the hands of McMahon to Benson. Cross court, Otto. Into the corner, McMahon on the right side. Otto way out for three. Didn't take the shot. Feeds underneath to Blackledge. Blackledge out to Carlson. He puts a triple up. No good. Rebound to Stengall for the Bulldogs. Carlson over to Jackson. Jackson tucks the ball under one arm. Then he starts his move. Hands it off to Roddick. Back to Jackson. Little bounce pass to Gall. And then knocks down Benson and he takes the basketball with him. And finally kicks it off to Carlson. Benson up high over to Otto at the right wing. And a timeout.
No, I think they're going to get Blackledge with a foul away from the ball.
Watching Coach White on the sideline, he was beating the top of his head. Maybe he was giving a signal, but I thought maybe he wasn't happy. 17 fouls against Hope, 6 against the Bulldogs.
The Bulldogs are now in the bonus.
Jackson with the basketball. Over to the right side to Stengall. Gordon back to Jackson. Jackson drives to the hoop. Cut off by Blackledge. In and out of the basket, but a foul is going to go against Harrison. And we're going to have a one-on-one situation for Jackson. He's the leading scorer in this ball game. But got 21.
He had 19 in the first half, and so far he only has 2 in the second half. As we're 12 and a half minutes through the first, the second half, Ron, and he only has 2 points. The Flying Dutchman have made a concerted effort to shut him down.
Well, that was one of the things I said had to be done in that second half, was shut him down and start making free throws. And the Flying Dutchman have really done both. This one in and out, rebound to Benson. Over to Carlson, back to Benson, around the left side. Otto into the hands of Carlson. Inside McMahon with a jumper. Yes! That's a two-pointer. 61-47. Hope with the lead. 7:10 left. Gordon to Jackson. Jackson into the corner to Reed. Reed kind of double-teamed over there. Working his way against McMahon, and they cut him off between Benson and McMahon. And finally McMahon knocks the ball out of bounds. It'll stay with the Bulldogs, and Jackson will set it up from the deep left corner. Right at the end of the Adrian bench. Fakes 2 or 3 times, fires it in, and McMahon intercepted it, but he was out of bounds. And in comes Robertson for the Bulldogs. Breaking out, gets the inbound pass to Wesley Reed to Gordon. Gordon all the way on the left side, all the way. Puts it up, misses the layup shot. Ball tapped around. Picked up by Carlson. Carlson right down the middle for the Flying Dutchman. Alley-oops it underneath to Benson. Benson works underneath. Cross court to McMahon. Back inside Benson. Underneath Blackledge. Can't control it. Benson tried a high bounce pass. And it came up high, almost chin high on Blackledge. And he kind of was surprised by it. Got away from him. 61-47. Hope with the lead. 6:15 left. over on the right wing to Reed. Reed back out in front to Roddick, into the hands of Gordon. Bounce pass down low. Stegall working against Benson, puts it up off the window and in. 61-49, Hope with the lead, 5:50 left. Carlson over to McMahon. McMahon inside, Blackledge underneath. Nice pass by Blackledge, and Benson couldn't quite get it up and in before it was knocked away. Gordon, coast to coast, has the ball taken away by Benson. 3-on-2 break. McMahon all the way, and uses a forearm shiver out there to kind of plant Robertson out ahead of him. And I don't think there was a foul on it, was it?
No, the ball just went out of bounds. And the second unit for the Flying Dutchman getting a nice hand as they go to the bench.
First unit coming back in for Hope. And a substitute. Chris Tucker into the ball game for his first appearance. He's 6'4", 185 pounds, sophomore in Detroit. Inbound pass to Gardner. His shot is wild, but he's going to end up with a free one. That's the seventh foul against the Bulldogs, but this, I believe, is a shooting foul, so he'll be taking two. So Gardner will step to the line with 5:30 left. Yes.
That's 10 now for Gardner, the second Flying Dutchman in double figures.
Second one is also good. So Gardner drops in two. 63-49, Hope. 5:25 left. Torrey at the point. Right side Reed. Reed into the paint. Fakes a couple of times. Back out. Roddick for three. No, three-pointer. 52-63. Hope with the lead. On the right side, Edson. In the middle. Back to Grant. Over to Gardner. Gardner. Cross court to Grant, out front Byers. They're looking inside to Van Arendonk. They finally get it to him. He's double-teamed. They give it back to Neal. He drives into the paint, out front to Edson. Edson with a jumper. No good. Rebound comes down to Torrey. Torrey all the way, coast to coast, almost lost it. Takes it in the left corner. Brings it out and around. Right at the top of the key, on the right side to Robertson. Into the hands of Reed. Over at the left wing, Derodic. Out front, Robertson. Robertson with a jump shot. It's short. Rebound, Van Arendonk. With this offense out here, Adam, it's a tough offense to try to catch people. You know, they work so long with each shot that they take a lot of time off the clock out there before they get the shot away. So It's not one of those offenses that you come down, drain a couple of trees, and get quite back into the ball game. It'll take them a bit to get everything rolling and to get back into it. As they take a timeout, 63-52, Hope with the lead.
And they took that timeout because Ben Gardner looked like he was holding his hamstring after that, and Coach Neal immediately saw that, and as they called the timeout, he said something to Chad Carlson about getting up. But then before he sent Carlson to the scorer's table, he checked with Gardner to make sure if he was okay. We will see when they break the huddle on which one of them will be coming out as the point guard for the Flying Dutchman here at the tail end of this ballgame.
Gardner standing there walking around pretty well. He doesn't seem to be concerned about anything as he listens in the huddle.
And it looks like Gardner will stay in the game, but I believe that is why they called that timeout. Coach Neal didn't want him to stay in the ballgame if he was hurt.
Gardner's had some problems with cramps from time to time throughout the season. It's going to be Hope College with the basketball. Edson will inbound it as the Bulldogs finally break their huddle and come out. 4:10 left. 63-52. Hope with the lead and the basketball. Right side to Neal. back to Gardner, in to Byers. Byers, nice little jump shot from the inside. 65-52, Hope with the lead. Gordon with the basketball for the Dogs. On the right side, gives it up to Reed. Reed over to Roddick. Roddick on the weave out there, back to Gordon. And the Bulldogs will work to set it again with 15 on the shot clock. Just dribbling on the outside, it's Gordon. So your team that's behind, and you really need to be scoring points. And they're taking a long time, and finally the ball is knocked out of the hands of Roddick, and Hope gets it. 3-on-2. And Gardner's pass to Neal, and Neal puts a shot up, misses it, and we'll go to the line.
Yeah, I'm in the same boat as you, Ron. I don't understand what Adrian was doing on there. You're wasting away precious time, and you're down by over 10 points. You really need to start moving the ball, and they seem to be playing like they had a 10-point lead rather than being down 10 points.
So Grant Neal at the line for the Flying Dutchman. Drops this one in.
That's 3 points now for Grant Neal.
Seagull comes back in, as does Robertson. Jeff Robertson Jr., 6'1", 170-pound sophomore to Romulus. Neal with the second one is good. 67-52, Hope with the lead, 3:19 on that clock. On the left side, Gordon. Weave to Robertson. Out front they go to Stegall. Roddick back out Jackson. Jackson cut off by Gardner. Not allowed through, still dribbling the basketball. Gardner gets a screen from behind. Jackson takes it all away. Gardner comes up, blocks it. They kick the ball in the corner. Shot misses. Rebound Edson. So Gardner now will walk up the court. He'll take some time off the clock. And Coach White said, come on out. We got to get some pressure on these guys a little bit. Edson at the right wing. Back to Gardner. Over to Edson. Inside to Benarendonk. Back to Gardner. Gardner shot blocked underneath, loose basketball. Gardner goes after it, and we have a scrum underneath. As Gardner fighting for the basketball, and who is it with? Robertson.
Possession arrow favors the Flying Dutchman, so they will retain possession with 8 seconds left on the shot clock.
Chris Tucker comes back in for the Bulldogs. Grant Neal inbound it for Hope. Back out in front to Byers, underneath to Neal. His pass of Benarendonk. Benarendonk puts it up. No good. Tipped by Gardner. Back out to Grant. Grant will have to take it outside, and the Flying Dutchman will take a timeout on the sideline as it's down to 2:13. Hope with a 67-52 lead over the Bulldogs.
This timeout is presented by Apple Valley Natural Foods. For natural foods to snack healthy before and after the game, go to Apple Valley Natural Foods.
Well, they're working their way down toward that MIAA championship as a sole owner of first place. And right now it looks pretty good, Adam.
An outright championship for the Flying Dutchman is definitely in their very well in that could be in their hands, and it would be the 31st overall for them in their illustrious history.
I think it said 37th.
It's the 37th, but the 31st
in
the outright.
Right.
So hopefully this game stays as it is, and it's looking pretty good right now. The Flying Dutchman will have that 31st one on their hands.
Well, this one, you know, they won it by themselves out here. Last year, it was a tie with Kelvin. And it'll be the third one, I believe, in 4 years for Coach Neal.
Sometimes I don't think Coach Neal is given the credit that he deserves. You know, you follow after a legend like Coach Van Wieren, who was a tremendous winner over all those years. And 3 out of the last 4 years, he has won an MIAA championship. That's very good. And a lot of these coaches in the MIAA would love to have that mark.
And it all boils down to what your recruiting scheme is.
And Coach Neal has done a good job at recruiting in this ball club.
Grant Neal inbounds it to Gardner. Gardner across to Byers. Byers over to Edson. Edson cross court to Van Arendonk. Back out to Gardner. Gardner in the paint. Fakes. Kicks it over. Grant Neal couldn't handle the pass. Surprised him out there. Gardner flipped that one. Looked the other way. Gardner's around. Over to Edson in the corner. His shot no good. Rebound comes to the Bulldog. Here comes Gordon. Gordon's cut off by Gardner. Takes a run at it. Byers gets her. Knocks it away. And Hope gets it back. So Gardner being chased on the outside. And finally ball knocked out of his hands. But not without Ben getting a couple free ones. He's got to get tired out there pretty quick. You're chasing the ball over the place.
Oh, he's doing a lot of dribbling there. And they're doing a nice job of being able to stay away from the Adrian defenders on that one.
And Gardner will go back to the line.
He could pretty much ice this one up right now, Ron, with these free throws.
1:36 left in the game, 67-52. Hope with the lead. Gardner drops this one on the outside. No good. Rebound comes to the Bulldogs. Jordan at the point. Gardner's guarding him. Does a 360. Gardner chases him. Picks up the basketball over to Jackson. Into the corner they go to Reed. Reed has his shot blocked by Grant Neal. Edson dives for the loose basketball. Gets it.
And he calls
the timeout before he had control out there. And Stegall was fighting for it. But he didn't have enough of control. And Edson was able to get the timeout. Again, a senior move in a situation like that.
And coming from a sophomore. And you got to give Edson a lot of credit, though, because he couldn't move his hands to show that he wanted to have a timeout. So he looked to see where the official was, saw where the official was, and lifted it. Timeout, timeout, and he got the call. So a very smart and heads-up move by Alex Edson. We've seen other teams that have veteran talent on their club that are senior-laden and junior-laden do that to us throughout the season, Ron. And the Flying Dutchmen have been slowly but steadily developing that. We've seen them do that quite a few times in the last 7 to 8 ball games where they've gotten in a situation where they could have a jump ball, but smartly enough have called a timeout instead.
Both teams huddling around their coaching staffs across the way as the timeout ticks down. 67-52, Hope with the lead. Ricky Jackson, the leading scorer of this ball game with 21 points, and as Adam pointed out earlier, he got 19 of those in the first half, and the Flying Dutchman had to shut him down. They did that as Cody Campbell comes into the ball game, a senior, getting some playing time here to finish this one out. All aces, full court pressure by the Bulldogs. In pass comes in to Byers, and he is fouled immediately.
Oh, Caleb's going to get a chance to add to his career high in scoring right now.
And we take the long walk to the opposite end of the court. As Byers goes to the line. Got the first one.
Reed and Jackson into the ball.
You'll have the second. This one bounded off the back of the iron, up straight in the air, and right through. 69-52, Hope. And we have 1 minute left. Caleb Byers with a steal. Fires it ahead to Edson. Edson with a slam dunk of his own. Alex Edson with a slam dunk at the far end. And Coach Neal calls the timeout to get some new people in. 58.8 seconds left. Hope 71, Adrian 52. as the starters come out of the ball game to a hand from this crowd. MIAA champs in another, 50 seconds? 54.8 seconds. As the ball is going to go to Adrian, it'll be Carlson in, Brushweiler, Campbell, Cody, there's Denham over there, McMahon. Three-pointer that's no good by the Bulldogs. Jackson gets a rebound and puts it back up and in. And a timeout taken by Adrian. 71-54. And I think he's just wanting to get some substitutes into the ball game as well. As he looks down his bench and picks out some people.
It kind of looks like they're coaching up a play of some sorts here.
It's going to be a
full timeout, Ron. And it's not just the substitution timeout by Mark White.
You never stop coaching.
Yeah.
You keep going all the way. It's not over until it's over.
Well, with a 17-point lead, the Flying Dutchmen are looking to put this ball game away.
So the Flying Dutchmen are back on the court. The Bulldogs a little slow getting out. 4-court pressure is being put on by the Bulldogs.
I wouldn't be surprised to see them foul in this situation, Ron.
Well, they did last time as quick as the ball was passed in. Caleb got the two foul shots.
Let's see who the Flying Dutchman get the ball to. I wouldn't be surprised to see them put the ball in Corey McMahon's hand in this situation.
The official still waiting. Denham will inbound it. Gets it in. Hope runs her move into the hands of Carlson. Flips it ahead to Cody. Denham. And open man, Brushweiler. Now the Flying Dutchman broke the press just the way you write it in the book and got an easy two as Brushweiler had the privilege of putting it in. Little fadeaway jumper is good by Torrey. 73-56. Carlson ahead to McMahon. Back to Carlson. Carlson's double team to McMahon. Looks in the middle. Bounce pass to Brushweiler. Back out to Carlson. 10 seconds left. And this is going to be all over. We're going to let it run down. And the MIAA champions out on the court as they defeat the Bulldogs by a score of 73-56. And the team shake hands. And you've got to give this Bulldog club a lot of credit tonight, having won one game throughout the season and really putting the pressure on the Flying Dutchman in the first half and keeping that midway through the second half as well until Hope pulled it away and won it going away here, 73-56.
Yeah, you have to give them a lot of credit because you'll see the final score and you'll see 73-56 and a lot of people will come up with their different views, but the Bulldogs had a one-point lead at halftime, and they made the Flying Dutchman work to get this victory. I think maybe in the long run that was probably a good thing to have the Flying Dutchman have to work to get back in this ball game because having a breeze-by game isn't something that you want going into the MIAA playoffs because you know that on Wednesday evening, Trine is going to be going into that game just ready to go because they know that it's win or go home after that.
Well, the Flying Dutchmen are kind of treating this one as just another ball game out there. As Coach Neal said, every game's a championship ball game, and you take them one at a time, and that's what they're going to have to do. They have an MIAA championship in their back pocket. Now they have a goal set. That's goal number two, and that's a tournament win on Thursday night and then a tournament win on Saturday. And then you move on and see where you're going to play after that.
Wednesday night. The Flying Dutchman.
Wednesday night. All right.
Flying Dutchman play on Wednesday. The Flying Dutch play on Thursday. So, and if they both win, they both play on Saturday. So that was the 19th win of the season for the Flying Dutchman. Their record improves to 19-6. 13-1 MIAA regular season. They are the outright MIAA regular season champions. And congratulations to the Hope College Flying Dutchman. You are currently listening to the Crown Motors postgame show, but first, let's send it back to the studio for this two-minute break. You're listening to Hope College Basketball on 92.7 The Van and streaming online at 92.7thevan.com. Welcome back to the Crown Motors postgame show. We're here in Adrian at the Merlot Center at Adrian College, where the Flying Dutchmen have defeated Adrian College 73-56 to win the MIAA regular season championship outright with a 13-1 record. A big victory for the Flying Dutchmen. They clinched home court advantage throughout the MIAA playoffs with a victory on Wednesday. Today they have clinched the MIAA regular season championship outright by defeating Adrian College in a pretty large victory for them. They had to come out and earn this one, and they did that. A career effort from Caleb Byers in his final regular season MIAA game. He ends up with a career high of 19 points, Ron. A solid effort from Caleb Byers.
Very good ball game for Caleb out here, and he's working his way up to my player of the game, I think, this week. And we'll talk about that a little bit later. But nice comeback in the second half for the Flying Dutchmen. They played the type of basketball that the officials were going to let them play, and that was kind of rumble-tumble out there. And go for the hoop and use your muscles and get them up there. And they work on this. They work on this all season long. They start out by you have to take that ball up strong. You have to go up between people. And I know they work on it in practice where, you know, you have two guys guarding you with a couple of football dummies and they bat you around. And the idea is to not only get a foul, but to put the ball up and in the basket in addition to the foul. And that's what makes it tough. And this is a type of ball game that you take advantage of some of that. So Flying Dutchman did. They came back in the second half and played a good ball game that second half and went on to win it. And as far as the MIAA standings are concerned, all the ball games are complete today. And some of them were a little bit of a surprise. I would say that you have starting off out here at Kalamazoo at Elma. And Elma's playing good basketball of late. It's just that the season got done a little bit quick for them out there as they defeated Kalamazoo by a score of 85-80. And so that moves Elma up above Kalamazoo in the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5th spot in the MIAA. Calvin had no trouble with Albion. They beat Albion 83-57. They will play Albion again in the MIAA tournament. And then Trine, who is the opponent for Hope College come this week's tournament, they defeated Olivet by a score of 82-70. So the MIAA looks like this. Hope is in first place with a record of 13-1. Calvin is 10-2 in second. And then you have Albion and Trine both at 8-6. Albion will finish third, and so they'll go against Calvin in the tournament, and Trine will be considered fourth. And they go against Hope in the tournament by the tiebreaker. Both have 8-6 records. And then Alma at 6-8, Kalamazoo at 5-9. Olivet finishes this with a 3-11 record, and Adrian with 1-13. And they finish at the bottom. But they sure did not look like a bottom team tonight, especially in that first half, as they gave the Flying Dutchman all they wanted. And led by one in the first half as Coach Dabb makes his way up the bleachers and across to us. We are at the top of the bleachers, and it's a long climb that you have all the way up here. And we're waiting for a stat sheet, and Coach beat us tonight. He has the only stat sheet in town.
Says Hope, 73, Adrian, 56 on my stat sheet, guys. So those are two very important numbers.
Yeah.
Way to go, Hope College.
Congratulations on the outright MIAA regular season victory.
Thanks very much. We had to earn it, obviously. First of all, credit to Coach Mark White and his staff and his team. It's not an easy thing to come into a game like this where you've only won a handful of games all year, one in the league, and play as inspired as they did. They out-rebounded us for the night. They outworked us in many phases of the game. We were fortunate enough to come out on top. We're very thankful and grateful for that.
Ricky Jackson had a very nice first half. He had 19 points. What kind of adjustments did you make at halftime in order to shut him down in the second half?
Well, Ricky's a good offensive player. You know, he and Ben Rodak have led the Bulldogs in scoring most of the season, with Wesley Reed having been out quite a bit. And although we did a good job with Ben, we didn't do a very good job with Ricky, who is left-handed but can go to his right. He can shoot it, go off the dribble. But in the second half, we were a little more focused on number five, as we should have been right away. And I think we just wore him and them down a little bit as the second half progressed.
Your bench has played a very pivotal role in this win streak that you're in. Tonight, the bench showed up and carried your team for a majority of this ball game.
Absolutely true. In the first half, we were not moving the ball well at all against their zone. And Sam Otto and Chad Carlson and Corey McMahon on the perimeter came in and did some good things. Brock Benson, Harrison Blackledge, and Caleb Byers played like a senior possessed off the bench tonight. He gave us a great effort, found the middle of their zone where we could attack, and he could score, get the ball inside to Vieira, knock it back outside to our shooters. And although we didn't shoot it great tonight, especially from the free throw line in the first half, we made enough there to end the game up on top.
You guys have a Wednesday night ball game now against Trine. What are you guys looking for in this ball game against Trine on Wednesday evening?
Well, it's they're a very good team and have played some really good basketball against us. We've been able to defend them fairly well, and that's saying a lot because they have three or four guys that can hurt you scoring the ball. So we have to do a good job. They take really good care of the ball. They move the ball well. Defensively, we've been pretty solid against them in two games. We've out-rebounded them. We have to continue to do those things. You know, tonight, again, all credit to the Bulldogs. Their guys were a little more possessed on the boards, especially, and hurt us badly. And we're lucky that they didn't make more of them. Very fortunate in that regards. But we took good care of the basketball tonight. We made our free throws in the second half. And, great effort by Caleb and other guys to help lead us to victory. And our bench has been a very important part of our run all season long. So we're grateful for those guys and how they could come in both halves and change the pace or up the pace of the game for us both offensively and defensively.
Thank you, Coach, for joining us, and congratulations again on this victory.
Well, thanks very much. I'm really proud of our guys. You know, we weren't picked to win this at the beginning of the season, and when that happens, I think it's a little bit sweeter. Everybody talked about how youthful we were, and we are, but our guys have grown up a lot this year, led by our seniors. And, our freshmen are playing no longer like freshmen and sophomores, et cetera, on down the line. It's a good thing to see. And, we'll enjoy this tonight on the long ride home and tomorrow. But Monday we got to come back to work. As you mentioned, get ready for a fine Trine team on Wednesday night if we want to proceed in the MIAA tournament and have a chance in the NCAA tournament. So congratulations to Hope College. I'm proud to be associated with this group. They've worked really, really hard this year to get where they're at. It feels really good, and we're going to enjoy it, as I said, and then come back to work Monday, and the tournament season starts up again on Wednesday night. We hope to see a lot of you listeners out there in the DeVos Fieldhouse Wednesday, Thursday. I believe our women are home, and it should be a great week of basketball. It's shaping up that way at the DeVos Fieldhouse in Holland, Michigan, as we end February and get into a little March Madness.
Thank you again, Coach.
Thank you, guys.
And have a safe trip back. That was Coach Tom Davilar, and we'll send it back to the studio for this final two-minute break. You're listening to the Crown Motors postgame show on 92.7 The Van and streaming online at 92.7thevan.com. Welcome back to Hope College Basketball on 92.7 The Van and streaming online at 92.7thevan.com, where the Hope College Flying Dutchmen have clinched the MIAA regular season title with an outright victory over Adrian College, 73-56. Here at the Merlot Center here in Adrian. Let's take a look at team statistics first for Adrian College. They shot 20 of 57 from the field for 35%. They were 7-9 from three-point land for 36.8%. They were 9 for 13 from the free throw line for 69.2%. They had 33 rebounds, 14 offensive, 19 defensive, and they turned over the ball on 11 separate occasions. For the Flying Dutchman of Hope College, they shot 50% from the field, 23 of 46. Then they shot 38.5% from the three-point land, 5 of 13. They shot only 68% from the free throw line, 22 of 32. They had 31 rebounds. They were barely out-rebounded by Adrian, who had 33 rebounds. Hope College had 31 rebounds, 7 offensive, 24 defensive. They turned over the ball only 6 times, so another good assist-to-turnover ratio, as they had 15 assists to 16 turnovers. Scoring-wise, for individual statistics, first for Adrian College, they were led in scoring by Ricky Jackson, who had 23 points and 5 rebounds. He had 19 of those points in the first half. The Flying Dutchman held him to only 4 points in the second half. Wesley Reed had 8 points and 3 rebounds. Ben Roddick had 6 points and 6 rebounds. Drew Torrey had 7 points and 4 rebounds. Curtis Gordon had 6 points and 2 rebounds. And Dominic Stegall had 6 points and 6 rebounds for Adrian College. For the Hope College Flying Dutchman, they were led in scoring by Caleb Byers, who had 19 points, 2 rebounds, 3 assists, 2 block shots, and 3 steals in his 22 minutes of playing time coming off the bench. He was also 7 of 8 from the field and 5 of 6 from the free throw line. Ben Gardner had 11 points and 1 rebound along with 3 assists. Alex Edson had 8 points, 5 rebounds, and 1 assist. Corey McMahon had 8 points coming off the bench. Brock Benson had 6 points and 5 rebounds coming off the bench as well. Harrison Blackledge chipped in with another 3 points and 1 rebound. Keith Brushweiler had 2 points. Sam Otto had 5 points and 1 rebound. Nate Van Arendock had 5 points, 7 rebounds, 1 assist, and 3 block shots. And Grant Neal finishes out the scoring for the Flying Dutchman with 4 points, 4 rebounds, 1 block, and 1 steal. Ron, you've got a kind of a chance to look at this. Oh, and I would like to mention the bench scoring for the Flying Dutchman, another big evening from the bench, 43 points for the Flying Dutchman. So that's over half of their points tonight came from their bench. So the bench stepping up in a major way here at the end of the season.
And it wasn't a lot of three-point shooting for the Flying Dutchman tonight either, as they hit only 5 out of 13. It wasn't that the bench really got hot from the outside. Like, we have some good shooters, and Otto and McMahon and Carlson and some of these guys that can put those three-pointers in. But tonight we only hit 5 out of 13 from three-point territory, as Edson had 2 of those. Otto had 1, and Corey McMahon had the other 2. So they worked inside, just like the starters had to do. And I think the guy doing a good job on the inside that really set the tone for the Flying Dutchman, and that was Caleb Byers, as he was 7 for 8 from the floor, 5 out of 6 from the free throw line, had 19 points to lead all scorers in the ball game, 3 assists, 3 steals, and 2 block shots. This, by far, I think, was his best ball game. He got a slow start this year because of an injury, and he's gradually working his way into more playing time for the Flying Dutchman. And my player of the week is Caleb Byers with his 19 points, as the Flying Dutchman become sole champions in the MIAA and move on to the MIAA tournament next week.
The La Persona Salon and Spa player of the game is Caleb Byers, and is presented by La Persona Salon and Spa across from Dutton Park, your complete image destination for hair, nails, massage, and clothing alterations. The official attendance of tonight's ball game is 350 and is presented by Simpatico Coffee, the exclusive coffee provider for Hope College. Visit their new coffee joint at 714 Michigan Avenue or have a cup of Simpatico Coffee at the game. Hope's record improves to 19-6, 13-1 in MIAA play. Adrian's record falls to 5-20, 1-13 in MIAA play. This is Adam Prince speaking for Ron Weatherby, thanking everyone at Hope College, especially Alan Babbitt. Also, special thanks to Holly Rose at the station for keeping us on the air. Finally, thank you for joining us this evening. We invite you to join Ron and me at 92.7 The Van Wednesday night, as the Hope College Flying Dutchman hosts Trine University in a semifinal game of the MIAA postseason tournament. Tip-off is at 7:30, with the Barber Ford pregame show starting at 7:10. Once again, the final score, Hope College 73, Adrian 56. Have an unbelievable evening, everyone.